USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, a tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Illinois Supreme Court denied actor Jussie Smollett's attempts to stop a felony court case against him, the second time he's been formally accused of lying about a Chicago hate crime he said took place earlier last year. On February 23rd, Smollett, known for his role as a musical prodigy, pled not guilty to 6 counts in a grand jury indictment. Smollett is accused of alleged disorderly conduct for lying to police when he said 2 men using racist and homophobic slurs attacked him in Chicago. A congressional committee investigating Boeing said that a culture of concealment at the company and poor oversight by federal regulators contributed to 2 deadly crashes involving the grounded 737 MAX. The committee said that multiple factors led to the crashes, but it homed in on a new flight control system that pushed the nose of each plane down based on faulty sensor readings. The report said Boeing had undue influence over the Federal Aviation Administration, and FAA managers rejected safety concerns raised by their own experts. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Afghan's president said that he will not free thousands of Taliban prisoners ahead of the all-Afghan power-sharing talk set for next week, publicly disagreeing with a timetable for speedy prisoner release laid out just a day earlier in a U.S.-Taliban peace agreement. President Ashraf Ghani's comments pointed to the first hitch in implementing the fragile deal, which is aimed at ending America's longest war after more than 18 years and getting rival Afghan factions to agree on their country's future. Still, the United States has said planned troop withdrawal over the next 14 months is linked only to the Taliban's counterterrorism performance, not to progress in intra-Afghan talks. Astronomers have discovered the biggest explosion ever seen in the universe, originating from a supermassive black hole. Scientists reported that the blast came from a black hole in a cluster of galaxies 390 million light years away. The explosion was so large it carved out a crater in the hot gas that could hold 15 different Milky Ways, according to lead author Simona Giatrucci of the Naval Research Laboratory in D.C. It's 5 times bigger than the previous record holder. 2 space observatories, along with radio data and telescopes in Australia and India, confirmed that this was part of a large cavity. To stay up to date with the primaries, the coronavirus, or anything else going on around the world, remember, you can always go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.